Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a program designed to encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. And here with a summary of today's chapter is Sandy Adams.
Paul is taken from the dark, dingy dungeon and slung out into the bright lights and center stage of the amphitheater. The celebrities in the grandstands are there more to show off and make sport than to hear a sermon, but Paul refuses to be intimidated by either the environment or the spectators. In Acts chapter 26, Paul serves up a sermon to the king and his court. Paul's most convincing proof of the truth of the gospel was what had happened to him. A blinding light had opened his eyes. Jesus became his Lord, and Paul was sent to open the eyes of others. The resurrection had made the radical difference. A risen Christ, not a corpse, was responsible for the change in Paul. Yet to Roman ears, a resurrection sounded preposterous. Festus figured Paul had gone nuts, but Paul refused to be festered by Festus. God had a grip on Agrippa's heart, and Paul did not want to let him slip away. Paul challenges the king with the truth. Agrippa subscribed to papers and periodicals. He knew what had happened. The gospel is not a mystery religion. It's a fact of history. Agrippa admitted he had almost become a Christian. I wonder how many of hell's inhabitants will say the same. Almost is not enough when it comes to faith in Christ. The almost will be the left out.
Chapter by Chapter is the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and its pastor, Sandy Adams. If you would like a cassette of a complete study of today's chapter, contact us toll-free at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. Or on the web, where you can listen again to today's chapter at calvarychapelstonemountain.com. Thanks for listening.